Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Hello, 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 everyone. Another wonderful day in Tahoe. It's finally getting nice. We're seeing the sun. The snow is melting and spring, I believe, is coming. Everybody doesn't realize that we have had probably the most amount of snow we've ever had. We've got probably 7 feet of snow in the front yard. So to believe in spring is just the mere fact that we know it's there. And not that we can see it. It's kind of like God and spirit. The reason that we believe is because we know that it's there, not because we can always see it. Before the show, I usually get, you know, I take at least 45 minutes and I center and clear my energies, smudge my room, do my thing to make sure that I'm open. And two spirits came in, so I'm going to give you the messages that they were clearly wanting me to give. So I'm going to, the boy's name was Christian. He's 14 years old. He died in a car accident. His mom blames herself, he says, and her name is Kathy. And he's saying, I am all right. Life is eternal. He says he sees her not wanting to move anything, and he sees that there was a divorce and she's in depression. And he's pleased, saying it's time to let go and trust that it was what had to happen. He also says he has his little brother with him, which when I heard that, it was sad for this poor woman, who was born, actually never really lived. He was born dead, in a sense, and his spirit still lives on, the boy is saying, and he has him. So for this woman, Kathy, or if you know anyone who this pertains to, please have her listen to the show. I think that she needs to hear this so that she can start her healing process of seeing that all things are, in a sense, meant to be the way they are. And as spirits go, we sign up for as long as we sign up for, and they know that. And so it's okay. I mean, that's really what you have to know. The other side is a beautiful place. It's who we. It's where we're all going. And that's something that we have to get in our hearts, that we just don't know, but when it's going to be, when that ticket is, that you're going to take that journey into the other place. But it's a beautiful place, believe me. And there was another woman who came, who her brother, with the letter, I could only get that his letter was B. That's all I could. And her name is Janice. And he had 2 children. And he's pleased asking her to help the oldest ones because of drugs. And the name Julie came up. So anyway, I'm just going to bring that out there. When it's really that strong, I like to just get that out of the way, and I will start taking some readings, okay? Hold on a sec. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry I was away from the phone for a moment. This is Gigi.
Hi, Gigi. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm happy to be on your show.
Okay.
To connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how the format of your show is. Do you ask
questions? Well, yeah, I'd like to just zero in on an energy or focus that you'd like to stick with. It could be love, could be a question that we can start to work with. So if it is about work or whatever, you have to just ask the question and we'll start pulling.
Wonderful. Okay, well, my question at this point is regarding moving on in my life, and I have some opportunities, one in particular for beginning a new business, and I need to definitely start generating and being self-sufficient, and this opportunity came up, so I'd like to know if there's any energy around that.
All right, let's see. All right, so the energy is you haven't yet done this yet. Is that the thing? You're going to go towards it, so the question is this a good move? Well, let's see, turn on the light. Interesting. Takes bite-sized steps, which is in rise and shine. So that's really, to me, an indicator that, yes, you're going to move towards this. It's going to kind of bring, it's going to come on slowly, this new position, a new kind of a learning curve, it feels like. So when you turn on the light, you actually are learning something, and, you know, in the universal light. It means that you have been in the dark about this, but you're going to be turning the light on within yourself. That kind of brings you into a new knowledge of something. Then it's turn back. Now, turn back would mean that you're finished up something that was in your past, that you just got through it. It's kind of now you've worked on, in a sense, turning back and going back and kind of healing those areas of relationship, of all that. So it's where you have been. So we're going to see the next. So it says it's not an emergency. So what the universe is saying to you, it's not an emergency that you have to do anything big about. It means it's going to move in slowly, the new thing that you're going to be doing. Now, the cards say, I'm sorry, just came up. That's an interesting one. Whenever we have had, you know, to turn back and go back in our lives and kind of look things over, it's real important on a spiritual level to just go back and in your vision of whoever offended you in any way and say, I'm sorry for your part of it, you know, because everybody has a part. So it kind of cleans you out, you know. It's a really beautiful one to do, is to put the person or the people or anything in your life that has happened that made you feel less than, okay? And you then say you're sorry for your part in it, all right? So it's really a very cleansing thing. So it could be where you have been at right now. Now, the next card would say no. Interesting, because here you are thinking about, is this going to be? And there's a card that says say no. So the question then would be, are you going to be taking this position because of fear there isn't anything else? Or is it something you really like to do? So the question then has to go to the soul of you that answers that question. Because if it doesn't come up that it's going to bring you the joy and the happiness that you deserve, then you have to say no. Okay? So it's really about not just taking whatever comes. Because it's not an emergency, makes me think that if you wait it out, and then the next card was you are safe. Wonderful. You know, it's just really saying that don't worry, that if this doesn't happen, you are going to be okay. It's going to be fine. And you are safe. You don't have to jump on it. And then it does say don't sweat the small stuff. That's a good one. And really, to me, that really just reminds us that, like, what we start to think about and the worry that we put on it and the big stuff makes us sweat the small stuff, when in actuality, it's just small stuff. You know, finding what you love to do is actually kind of more important than just finding anything, you know. So we're really, and then it did say be patient. Mm. So be patient, you know, when that one comes in, that one really is trying to get you not to go into the worry mode. Don't sweat the small stuff. You are safe. It's really trying to clear up something that's trying to tell you something, right, really loud and clear here, and just be patient. Because if this position, yeah, and then celebrate you. So again, when you are patient, you can get to the place that is at peace and that can celebrate right where you are. you know? And sometimes when we're not there, we don't allow that celebration of life to happen for us, like go dance, go celebrate, do your yoga, you know, do the things that make you celebrate life, whatever that is. And it's really reminding you, once you get back into that celebratory kind of energy, then it will probably become clearer. Yeah, and then it says see the light. I get that one. I mean, when you're a creative soul and a creative person, to celebrate yourself and to get your joy level high makes you be able to see the light that is so always in you, that knows better than anything that everything's fine, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that really is ultimately what the message is. And as for this kind of happening, small bites means it probably would happen if you kind of moved along towards it. But if you kind of just start to slowly move towards it little by little, it will get clearer if indeed this is a position that you're going to be happy with. Yeah,
okay.
And it says, thank God. It says, thank God. So to me, it's like stay in your thankful energy of what it is that you're going to be really loving to do. I keep getting decorating around you. I don't know why that first thing was something that you're good at. It feels like that to me. It feels like you're very creative. You've got a book inside that's really, you know, ready to be explored. There's lots of you that...
Yeah.
Is so big and so wonderful that this position doesn't seem big enough for you, you know?
Okay.
I just wanted to say that, you know?
Yeah.
It would be interesting, yeah, but not equal to the energy of who you are, you know? So in that, I get that thank God. Once you see the light, you thank God ahead of time for bringing you exactly what it is that you need, you know? It's like, to me, it's already being in the gratitude, the celebration of you. I keep getting a lot of color around you, almost like you're an artist or some, you know, I just see lots of color. Palettes and paints and things like that. So to me, if that's what's around you, you have to look at it. You have to say, am I doing what I'm here to do? Am I the creative? Am I the artist? Am I the, you know, musician? Well, that's who we, I think, really have always been inept to do, you know? And then we try to get jobs that kind of fit and work within that place, and it doesn't always work, and you try, but this one feels like that to me. If I was going to step into it, it just feels like it's kind of boring.
Well, if I had my druthers, for sure, if everything else aside, I definitely would be in that world that you just mentioned of colors and music and painting and all of that great stuff. But I'm also wondering if this particular opportunity is maybe a vehicle to actually get me there, and even to get me into the energy, because it's actually a dating business. It's a... Yeah.
People and that kind of thing.
It's kind of a celebratory thing because it's a positive, high vibration, you know, people connecting with one another. And that's also really something that I resonate with. I love connections. I love making connections. I love supporting connections.
So, yeah. And, you know, that's probably where a connection could come. Is by doing that position. That's probably what the small steps and, you know, is kind of go into it and check it out, feel it out, and feel where in that, you know, maybe meeting new people, you will meet the right and appropriate person who has a business that will be right on what you want to do, you know? So I get that, yeah, I hear the, you know, it being okay to try out, absolutely. And I think it would be an exciting new thing to do. I do get that it's exciting in some new way, but I do think that we'll lose the excitement eventually, and it will be like, oh, these people are crazy, you know, and it's hard to please, and you get all this, and there won't be, maybe after you do it, that feeling, but I do get that it's, for the first initial, you know, experience, it's going to be a good one, and so I always think that, Snake, it doesn't say not to do it, because it says turn on the light and then take bite-sized steps, so it's telling you, go towards it, yeah.
Okay.
And then rise and shine. So if you bring your beautiful energy to this particular thing, which it sounds like you're going to be having to kind of stimulate energy around people who are trying to meet other people. So,
yeah.
you know, you're going to have to kind of get people motivated to be, like, turned on a little bit. So Rise and Shine makes me feel that way. You know, like you kind of have to vibe the group, you know, when you're matchmaking, get people excited about meeting each other. So that is part of what you're going to be doing. Absolutely an important thing to know about yourself, that is who you and what you're good at. For the long term, though, maybe that's where the book comes around. I do see you writing, being a very good writer. And this might be an avenue for you to examine the dating world out there today and start to write about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so possibly that's why this is coming, because the book seems so much bigger as for what you're going to learn by this whole experience than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that be an interesting perspective or even a documentary, something about the dating world in today's society and how it's working for people and, you know, what are some of the problems that they come up against and are people being honest? You know, this would be a wonderful avenue for you to explore on using your creative and using your abilities to go further with this as what you find out. So it feels like just that's what it says, you know, say yes to. No, say I'm sorry, which is a kind of an interesting thing, which might mean that you then, you know, like you go towards it and then you have to back out, or you just, it's not for you and you have to say, I'm sorry, this is not for me, you know.
Oh, okay.
Say I'm sorry and no are together.
Okay.
So, you know, being that you are going to try something out and those are in the same energy, you know, groove, that you may try it out and then you're just going to say, I'm sorry, it's not for me, kind of thing. But there will be a lot of teaching and a lot of information that may bring you into that next creative letter, which I see. Yeah, I do definitely see that happening for you. And what I just pulled a card and it said, take a breather. And it could be where you are, that you have been kind of, you know, exploring just being and, you know, what's up in your world that you could do. But it could mean that that's coming, and that to me makes sense because it's down the road in the reading, that would be when you would be in your creative mode to write or do something like that.
Oh, so, very interesting.
Yeah.
I also find it very interesting that it comes at a time when I'm actually leaving a relationship and will be, you know, still in my cycle of healing.
Yeah.
While I'm getting into...
And that was what that turn back card indicated. You know, if I was to show you, it looks like a maze, and there's a maze, and it's about relationship usually, is that that you're still turned back, in a sense, you're still dealing with it and on an emotional level sometimes too. Even though it's moving on out or it's out, it's still there because it takes a while for those things to heal, I think, or to actually really be severed, you know, so that you don't carry it with you. And really that would be interesting for you to actually move from and look at the world as dating and help people find loves, because now you'll actually be... Oh, that feels interesting. Yeah, I just got.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
My guy just said, "Oh, do you think that's why she's going to do that?" Oh, it's funny. Okay, I got that one loud and clear. Okay, all right, I get it. All right, I get it. All right, so they're giving me this whole thing like they're laughing. All right, and you don't know that how loud they're laughing at me for not. Okay, so this is it. You are. Let me just pull some cards here. This feels right on. Okay, so let's go in deeper. This avenue is going to be the avenue so that you will turn on. Oh, again, turn the light on. Wow, that's amazing. Like I said again. All right. So you will actually be able to meet someone of interest to you through this experience. And then that's amazing. All three cards still after a shuffle. So, okay, they really are saying turn on the light, take bites as they rise and shine. So really this is what they're trying to get you to do, is to step up and start putting yourself out there, you
that's
know?
Right.
And so if you don't do this, would you be out there? Maybe not. And so,
probably not.
Yeah, probably not. And so I see this as something that the universe is working with you to get you to meet. Let me just see. Meet the guy. Let me see if I see him around you. All right, I am like looking, when I see around you, I'm looking at the water. I don't know.
I love it.
Okay. I do see like a, it feels like a marina that I'm in.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So in this place, in this area, either there's going to be a gathering or something, but there's a gentleman that's going to be there that's going to be very interesting to you. And he'll be at this gathering. He'll be at this group, you know, this function that you're going to go to. And it's by the ocean. It's in a marina. It feels, I'm going to say San Diego, but I don't know, just because it feels like a coastline kind of thing.
That's interesting. Okay, I currently live in San Diego and am looking to move to Los Angeles, and the marina would be Marina Del Rey, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so that's where I'm seeing this gentleman is actually lives around that area. So
right.
When you move, you may be meeting him. He's a runner, okay? I keep getting that he's a very athletic guy. And you see him because, I guess, do you run? Do you? Are you out there doing your exercising or walking?
Walking, yes, but not running.
All right, because I see that you're out there walking, and you see him a lot. And for some reason, you actually start up a conversation, and you tell him what you're doing, and he's kind of interested, and he goes. And this is kind of more, he's more interested in you than going. But it's that kind of thing that's happening. I see this kind of connection happening. It is by the marina. It feels like you live there.
Okay.
Okay, it does feel like you're there because I see you walking out, like you're out your door, and I see you kind of walking, and it's the ocean's right there. So, yeah, okay, good. So what I'm getting is more of a vision of what the next step for you is going to be. So do this because I think this will lead you into an interesting area, and also you're going to be meeting this guy. And he's a neat guy. He's very. He's like a mountain climber. It feels like he's just like really into athletic things, a runner. You know, outdoorsy kind of guy. And he's in the 50 range. Feels like.
Oh, okay.
He's not quite, but he looks really young. But he's in his 50s, and it feels like he does have a couple of children from a previous marriage that he sees on the weekends and things, which is actually good. Because kind of keeps them stable. You know what I mean? Having children around keeps men, I think, a little bit more mature, and he feels that way to me. So, absolutely, Gigi, this is a good move. This is definitely going to bring you to the next step. I do see though that this experience is going to give you so much insight that you may start to write about it.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely, and it will be very interesting, you know, because it's what I think people want to say and want to see out there in the world who are just newly getting involved in dating again, who are more in their later years and what they're coming up against, you know,
right.
And some of their fears and some of their questions, because I think that ultimately that's what you're going to start to see. A lot of people don't know how to date,
right.
Don't know how to meet people. So you are going to be a very big instructor on how to kind of start conversations and what to dress like, and you're really wonderful at these things. So I get that you're going to be more like the therapist, you know, in the group to help people.
So maybe like some workshops and things like that.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. You're going to help people kind of like, you know, step out a little bit, and that could be your own business. If I don't see you actually working for a company. I see kind of you kind of getting hold of an idea and making it your own. And maybe
no, this is my own business.
Good. I'm glad. It's your own business. Okay, because I didn't see you working for anybody doing this. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Wonderful. Because then it feels right to me. Because if you were doing this for somebody else, it didn't feel like it was going to work. But totally.
No.
I do see you kind of teaching people how to get back out there in the world, you know?
Yay! Oh,
yeah.
I love
Yeah,
no, it's very
that
energetic.
Feels more right to me. That feels like you're celebrating life, you're celebrating people and their energy and your teaching,
mm-hmm.
and that to me is where your creative forces need to go, okay? So, yeah, that feels so right on. The moving is going to help you because you need, I think being in LA, in that area is more single people, you know,
maybe
that need help too, because cities are the loneliest places for lots of people. They really are.
Right. I see a lot of frustration with the subject of dating and meeting people, especially in big cities.
Yeah, especially. And you'd think that because of all these people, they'd be meeting people left and right, but they have like kind of made themselves very small and almost invisible sometimes. And they don't know how to step out and make friends, you know. And I think as we get older, we kind of lose sight of how we really generate good vibe people around us. You know, we just don't know how to do it anymore, especially if you've been, you know, I think you will be working with people who have been in relationships and just broken up. So they are relearning how to engage another person, you know. And it's important. I really get that if you can help them just get their confidence level back up again, that's going to work for them, you know. And I don't get, it feels like, you know, you're going to be working with more wealthier people.
Okay. I did put down on my application for this company, well, it's a company that actually offers the opportunity. So, you know, you pay a certain amount of money and then it becomes yours.
Okay.
But in the application, it asked for the category and I put single professionals and the age category being 40 to 55 or something.
Great. Yeah, that's what I keep saying too. Okay, so I absolutely, it's in there. You know, if I'm seeing it, it's already in the works. You know what I mean? So I am like pushed ahead of you. So it actually has manifested itself. So it's going to work out well. But I do think there's more stuff around this for you. It's going to really teach you. It's going to bring you into these other dimensions of yourself that are even more interesting. Of what you know you can do, like writing
yes.
a book or doing a documentary. It just feels as a rich like beginning steps for you. Maybe that's what the bite dives in. It's the beginning of a lot of new stuff coming your way, what you're going to do with this.
Okay.
So absolutely. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of single friends. Well, there's a lot of you.
Well, I didn't hear at the beginning of your show you mentioned something about snow. Where are you located?
I'm in Lake Tahoe, California.
Oh,
yeah.
How amazing.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, but it's been a very long winter, you know, and everybody here is kind of getting the blues, you know, because we've just been stuck inside. It had snowed for almost 14 days straight.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Oh, well, it's right around the corner. That's the good news.
That's it. That's what I know. It's like, like I said, it's like believing in God. You, even though you can't see it, you know it's there. It's like spring. You know,
I grew up on the East Coast for the first half of my life, so I have to say that I definitely empathize, and I know what you're going through.
Right.
And
no, I'm an East Coast girl myself, and, you know, I even said to my husband, you know, I never liked the snow. That was the least part of the East Coast that was one reason I thought, oh, and then here I am in the most snowy place in the world, really. So I don't know. I must have to, you know, I think that it does bring you in, you know, as a healer, as an artist, as whatever. When it snows, you are more in, you find yourself going inside, you know, and
mm-hmm.
doing those things like writing or painting or doing the things that keep you inside. So I think it is a good place for creative people.
It's very true. I mean, I picked up my astrology at a very young age, and I just kept going with astrology and spirituality for most of the time that I was in New York. And that's very true. I did go inside a lot.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that is what the difference is at different places we live, because if you're always out, you never have those moments where the weather keeps you in so that you can sit down and start writing the book, you know. So I really get that the different places will engage you into different things that you're going to be doing in your life, you know. So right now, that's where I am.
I see. Well, I hope I get to meet you someday down in L.A. And
yes, absolutely. Let me know. I mean, if it starts, you know, if you really do want to, if you do really want to do something and talk about your business, we could definitely do that for you. You know, we did a show on matchmaking. And it was interesting. Yeah, we did. And we had people call and tell what they were looking for and more on a spiritual level what they were really looking for. And it was an interesting show. I've always, because I felt like it was a good place for people to kind of, you know, be comfortable and have somebody hear them out there in the world, because we go in through Netherlands, Japan, and it's a very big show. So it's like we could definitely reach people. So I thought, well, yeah, let's see how that goes. But, you know, I find that people because if they don't see a picture of someone, they're a little bit more hesitant to take that next step. Even though they might have loved what the person said, they're a little afraid without the visual. So I think that's kind of what was lacking, you know. But I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. If I'm going to be bringing my astrology into the picture, because, you know, it is a tool,
mm-hmm.
and as an astrologer, I feel that I could you see right away the dynamics that are going on between two people, and you know, so I wonder about that.
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely put it together within the framework, because I think then it makes you a little bit different than just a standard matchmaker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you more someone that has the knowledge that they may not have about why people get along and why people don't. Because, you know, certain signs just don't get along, you know, or the same signs do. And so if you know that and you can offer that information in the process of them, you know, looking for someone, I think that's a great kind of new thing to do, you know.
Yeah, I think they would be open to it in LA. So.
Oh, I do. Yeah, if anywhere in the world.
On my board, it's like, yeah, I'm going to definitely put it in there,
uh-huh.
and put it out there.
It's going to happen. And I do think that is when you start to get behind it and see that this is the beginning of the journey, and it doesn't have to, it's going to morph for sure, and how it's going to look and where it's going to be and all this stuff. But as long as you start that energy towards it, I know it's going to work. It just doesn't feel, it feels like it's going to be different, though. It feels like more like workshops to me. It feels like more, you know, you getting people together, you know, like, you know,
well,
The
program itself is actually speed dating, which to me is a very contemporary kind of way to meet people. It seems like people are, you know, definitely going in that direction. And I know that there's a woman that does it in LA, and she's done very well for herself. So I know it's quote unquote successful, but for me, that would leave me kind of feeling empty. So the mm-hmm. workshops in addition to that would definitely round it out for me, because that would make me feel like I was offering more to people than just an 8-minute speed dating.
I know. And I agree with that. How does that initiate? Maybe just the attraction is there, and they can feel as if they want to go further, you know, just the immediate vibe. But I don't know. I mean, I do think that you will morph it into something that's a little bit different than that speed lunch, and make it even better for people to really communicate, you know, with, you know, like, they don't do dances anymore. You remember when we were, I don't know if you're about my age, I'm 50.
Age.
And we used to go to have dance, you know, we'd have music, and it was always crowded. It was always a place to meet people, because people could say, would you like to dance? And you had something other than just standing there in front of the person saying, you know, giving them your resume. And so it was more casual. It was more fun. I think that's what's lacking on some
mm-hmm.
of these services. There is no celebration or fun involved with going there. So people are kind of afraid to just sit there and be so exposed, you know. But
that makes me want to take it to other levels, you know, like kind of almost like, okay, so now you've met somebody. Mm-hmm. Let's follow through. Let's do either a workshop, or let's do a party. Let's, you know, a kind of a celebratory
mm-hmm.
party that's a little bit longer, where you have more time with this person in a
or dance. I mean, people like to dance, to move. It's a very good thing. It loosens people up, you know, and people can move their bodies and dance and have music, and they can step out into that kind of self that's having fun, you know, and not be so serious about it, you know, because that's ultimately what we want to see is, well, who are you? You know, what are you like? And music, I think, is a great avenue for the people to loosen up. I just don't like the alcohol connected to it, but I do think that you can have it and have it be, you know, kind of something that vibes with people. You could have an oldie, you know, have like a theme, oldie themes or 70 party, you know, something that creates interest, you know, that they would want to go to. So if they go to the speed day, they like it, then you could say, well, at the end of the month, we have a big party, and everybody here goes, and you can really get to meet and talk, and, you know. And so they might say, well, I like that idea better. And to me, that's the whole thing. You got to get them excited to go and bring, ask their friends to come with them and all that. And my friend actually did go to the speed dating back east, and she said it was a little weird, you know. It was like, and she said they didn't work. It didn't go smoothly, you know, for her. It felt a little choppy. So I think because it's so different than what most people in our age group are used to. You know, younger kids, this is the thing you have to think of. Younger kids are really good at going online and meeting people and chatting and doing emails and all that. Now, my age, I'm 50, and my friends are in their 40s, even older than myself. That is not the framework of what we don't tweet people, and, you know, all that stuff seems like, what? Just call me, you know? You know, my girlfriend, who's now new to dating, she was married quite a long time, said the same thing. She said, I just don't like to tweet. I don't like to do those things that this online dating has her do. And so I think there has to be something warm and fuzzy for people that are in our age group, that they remember how it was to meet people. And music was one of them.
Definitely. Very, very insightful opinions that you're offering me. Definitely. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I always think if it was right, if it felt right to us and we're trying to kind of go towards that age bracket, we have to look at what felt good to us and how it was when we met someone. And also, I had a great idea. I'll give it to you because I'm not going to do it. But it was called Meet My Friend.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was a way that you, if you're a married person, have a single friend,
mm-hmm.
you could say, we're going to have a meet my friend. So if you're married and you have a really great friend that you'd like to introduce to somebody, you bring them to this party.
Yeah.
So everybody has a friend that they would like to introduce you. So it's more of an introduction. Now, I like that idea because I like to be, when I met my husband, I was introduced by my girlfriend. So it was like she knew him, and there was some kind of feeling and vibe that was a good one, you know? So I get that that's never been explored out there. It could be called Meet My Friend. And so I have a friend that I want you to meet. I bring him to the party. I bring him to the lunch or whatever it is. And I introduce you to the single person, you know what I mean? So that it can be a little more warm, and there's more energy around it, you know? And I don't know. I just think that could work. I just think that every time I've ever said to somebody, oh, I have a really nice friend I'd like you to meet, they're really open to that.
Yeah, no, I like that idea a lot because, I mean, people are really more vested in putting their thoughts into, well, I think that the qualities of this person and the qualities of this person would really mesh well, and I'd be excited to bring them together. So there is energy that goes into that, and I like that.
Right, and sometimes the friend, like I have a vision of what I think might go well for my friend, and she
mm-hmm.
might not know anything about that, but I have a vibe that I think, oh, that guy, that's the kind of guy I would love to see you with. And so there is a lot of energy going around
mm-hmm.
That helps people put together what really should work for them, because I really get that sometimes the person that's looking is in a rut and keeps getting the same types of guys all the time. So a lot of times it shifts them to think of something a little different, which is very beneficial, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that person knows the friend, and they know the characteristics, and they see them in a way that's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, this friend has a vision mm-hmm. of what maybe they would like to see their friend looking attract.
Right. So what happens if you had a speed dating that said, meet my friend, speed dating? So
yeah.
I have a friend, right? I could bring my friend with me who's a little, you know, who wants to be introduced in a sense, and you change it to be introduced to the other person. So it's kind of a different approach, but it's more comfortable for the single person that has to go because they have their friend with them, you know?
Yeah.
And it might be some avenue that hasn't been looked at. It just feels like, what's going on is scary out there. My girlfriend's like, you know, she said, how do I know these guys online? They're, you know, how do I know they're even say who they are, you know? So it is scary. So what
happened? Yeah, the online thing does make me a little uncomfortable.
It does for me, too. I can see why they're so afraid. They don't know if they're really talking to who they supposedly said that they were talking to. But when you are introduced to somebody,
absolutely, there is a feeling of trust there. Oh, this person knows them, you know, and so it kind of alleviates some of that worry for women.
Yeah, it's almost like they've been pre-screened.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
You know.
I like it. You might take it and tweak it and make it something that really could work better than just the idea, but I do think that would work somehow. I was talking to my friends because sometimes we sit around talking about businesses, and I do think that there has to be a better way of meeting people. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm definitely putting my energies into polishing that whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's an important one. It's an important aspect of our lives, and it holds a lot of meaning and significance. So, you know, I mean, I go in that direction whenever I see an opportunity, and I think I've come across one. And I was going to mention that what was interesting is when I was looking for a job, and that's how I actually came across this opportunity, because on one of these, you know, job sites, sometimes every now and then they'll post a business opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was a job I was applying to. And as I looked closer, I'm like, oh, no, this is for a business.
Mm-hmm.
And make a long story short, I found out there was one running here right in my own backyard. And I decided I was going to look her up. And she happened to have a meetup site. And I went on her meetup site and I sent her a little message and said, you know, I'm interested in this particular business. I would be doing it in another city. So I would like you to know that. Rest assured, I'm not interested in being a competition for you, but I would like the opportunity to kind of maybe ask you some questions and interview you and see how you like the business and what you may have found up until now. And she wrote me back and said, yeah, maybe we can meet for coffee. And she wound up calling me. I put my phone number in and said, you know, I really like the idea that you're reaching out to me and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, anything I can help you with. And I said, you know, another thought occurred to me. I'd actually be open to the idea of maybe helping you because, you know, in your conversation, you mentioned that there are a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And maybe you could use the help and support. And in the meantime, I could learn something.
Mm-hmm.
When I, you know, go to my location and I can get my feet wet that way, would you be open to that? And she said, absolutely. And she said, why do you want to move to L.A.? Are you sure you want to move to L.A.? Mm-hmm. So I almost got the feeling that she was wanting to partner with me here locally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think it's a good, I totally agree with you. Learn, you know, as much as you can. And then once you're there, you will tweak it so that it might not be right away. I'm not seeing that you're rushing to L.A., but if it still feels right to you and you do go, then you will have your own business that you have some roots in. You kind of know how to do it. So it feels like a six just came up around you. So it feels like a six-month thing that you will be sticking it out, learning, getting to get more invested in the whole idea of this business. And so it doesn't feel, I mean, it feels like immediately you're going to be learning it, but within 6 months, it doesn't feel like that move to LA may happen. So I don't get it's an immediate thing. So you may stick it out. You may stay for a bit longer and learn a little bit more, you know.
Right,
so that feels right to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
because this business also, you know, wants you to start immediately. Like once you sign up with them, they're expecting that you're going to start on your own territory immediately. You're going to flyer places. You're going to find a venue. So they're expecting you to generate a certain amount of money and get it out there immediately. So it's like I'm in the process of, you know, reading their manual and doing all of that stuff. And once I sign on the dotted line, that agreement, I have to get going. So I'm like, gee, this is really interesting. And it's Mercury retrograde and there's
a lot of change, but it's a good thing because in the retrograde, there's a lot of breakups. I mean, so many. It's like beyond. I mean, people I was like, no, you know, really. I mean, this has totally changed the whole vibe. It's moving people out where they were really stuck. And so in a way, it does actually kind of go hand in hand with what's going on, you know?
I know, but if I choose the Los Angeles, I choose to sign up the agreement now, in other words, and go, I would have to choose my territory. And if, let's say, I chose L.A., that means I have to get started right away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe then I would stay where in the San Diego area, learn with this woman, you know?
And not sign up with them.
And not sign up, and then until you're ready to move, you know?
Okay.
And make it more I have a sense that once you start going in the direction, there will be things you're not going to like about it. There's going to be things that are harder than you thought were going to be. So it's good to know those things, you know, before
okay.
you sign on that dotted line. I do get that there's a lot of, it doesn't feel right that you're doing all this work and where's the money, you know, kind of thing. So I want it to be really good for you. So I
okay.
don't think you should sign it right away. I think you should work it first,
okay.
you know?
Well, I felt like this conversation
yeah.
with her tomorrow, I think it's going to be tomorrow, was
yeah.
going to give me some insight as to the direction that I'm moving. Because if she's really open and starts saying, look, I'd be so happy if you would join me as a partner,
mm-hmm.
then that's, I think, the universe's way of letting
that's
me know,
way.
Okay,
that
this
feels
is...
really right to me. That feels
okay.
so like you're so protected in doing that. As for
okay.
signing, no, it doesn't feel right. I would say
okay.
think, don't do that one. I definitely think that going, working with her, she's open, getting to know it from with her, like a one-on-one is so much better, is going to really help you decide how and if you want to have them be the ones to orchestrate this business. It feels like you're going to tweak it so much in so many ways that it's going to be a different thing altogether, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
in the big picture. So, and I like that. I like it. It's almost like, you know, people are used to that, but they're looking for something new. And I get that there's something new that's going to come to you that's going to be even better, you know?
And I'm going to be kind of inspired and stimulated
yeah,
through
that's
the process.
Yeah, what it feels like. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't feel like you're going to get their ideas because you have such great creative mind and you can get things and you can tweak them and you do know how to. I get you're going to get something that's going to say, ooh, this feels even better. This
mm.
feels even more, maybe classier, maybe has a little bit more, I don't know, I'd like a Ritz feeling to it. I get that that people with a lot of money and, in a sense, character may not want to do that. They might want to do something a little bit different, and you're going to find that. It feels like you're going to feel into it and say, yeah, this one would work, you know.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank
good
you,
luck, sweetie. Let me know how it goes. I'm dying to hear about it.
Okay, yes, I will keep you posted.
All right, sweetie. Have a good day. All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks, Patty.
Okay, hi. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hi there.
Hello.
It's hi.
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Okay. My name's Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you today?
I'm okay. Oh, the sun is shining, and it's trying to be spring, so that's really nice.
Oh, yeah. So let's zero in on one question you've got.
Okay, what do you see happening between myself and a man named Dan?
Dan. Oh, wait a minute. I wrote your name before the show. That is wild. Okay.
You wrote Oh, or you wrote Dan?
Dan. It's funny. I wrote the name Dan. That's interesting. All right. That's interesting. Okay. So let's see. So I will just draw. Oh, it says rest right now. Rest, gift. So this is a gift that you are being given to rest, in a sense. Priorities came up. So when priorities come up, it kind of means that, like, you had a lot going on in your life, you know, getting your act together, getting yourself together, doing all you have to do. Imagination just came up. And partnership and love, interesting. Imagination and partnership. That could mean, it's saying, like, a lot of times a relationship is, there's two parts of a relationship, one that actually exists, that is right in front of you, that, you know, is what it is. And then there's another part that's in your imagination that is the way that you would like it to be. Do you know what I mean by that? So
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we actually make the guy a lot taller and, like, a lot nicer, a lot, you know, sweeter than he really is. So when imagination and partnership come up, it's reminding you to look at what really is. Okay.
Okay.
Instead of use your imagination to kind of create it to be a better thing. Okay. Because women
okay.
are so good at that. You know, he's nice. You know, and you know, everybody else is seeing that he's not. So it's getting you to have some attention to what is really going on, okay? And then it does say, and then despair came up. Well, and any time a relationship is breaking up or on the going into a direction that is going to separate, despair comes up, and then exhaustion. So when you are in despair, when you are sad, and when you feel blue, and when you feel kind of like you know rejected or what any of that, it really does exhaust you. You know, you're not sleeping well, you're not eating. You know, we know you're grieving in a sense.
Right.
And that does come up. Now the next card I had was deceit. When I see that, it's trying to really get you to kind of think and feel about really what was going on. Okay, so if indeed there was some deceit on his part, or him not telling you the truth about himself or what he's doing, and that could have brought you to the breakup, you know, or wanting to not be with him. Okay. So it's showing me. And then it does say celebration. Interesting. So after you have been worked through this, and it feels like this has been kind of been going on for you, there is celebration coming.
Okay.
And And self-esteem. Yeah, see, when those go together, that's a good thing. So in other words, if you can get it together, if you can see that, hey, you know, it is what it is. This guy was this guy, and I'm okay. I'm going to celebrate myself and me being single and me having, you know, and being who I am. There's a lot of that coming your way, in a sense, once this is all kind of finished, okay? Because breakups of any length, I don't care, even if you dated them 6 months, it is definitely something that you have to go through. You have to kind of work it. It's way out of you, in a sense, you know. It does say risk. Yeah, risk. So risk is something that you want to think about. And then survival. Interesting. Well, survival would indicate, when you see survival, it means that you've been in a survival mode. You have been worried about money. You've been, you know, just trying to make ends meet kind of thing. So sometimes survival is why we feel like we need something, you know, in our life, because we are almost afraid to be alone because of survival, all right? So sometimes it could be because the male represents security, represents a home, represents things to us. And sometimes we are not able to survive without that relationship for a bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
That could be some of it. And then boredom just came up. That's interesting. I like the card boredom, because that means that things will start to change at a very, you know, you are going to get so bored over the situation, it's just going to get to be like, I'm done with this. So it really has to get to boredom, like you're just kind of done with it, but it has to get to that place, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not there yet, but I get that once you get bored with all of this and you just realize your life is happening, you're a young, you know, this is, you're never going to be as young as you are now, right? So
right.
You want to be having fun. You want to be out there. You don't want to be waiting and perpetuating this relationship that's not the one that's right for you, okay? And then it does say self-control. Self-control, that's a good one. Self-control means if you want to do something that is not appropriate behavior, then self-control comes up. So let's say, you know, you want to follow him or call him or, you know, text him to death or do anything that, you know, self-control would come up in those areas too, of kind of making up your mind not to do certain things that aren't really, that don't show your better side, you know, your better self.
Right.
So self-control is that. It means like, have some self-control. You know, don't cry and, you know, plead. And none of that's necessary. So it's really to try to remind you that you have to, you know, have your self-esteem intact and know that you... Now, family just came up. Are you guys, like, really close? Is there, like, a family connection that really is keeping you guys together? Like, kids or... Is there other people involved in this relationship that makes it harder for you?
No.
No, okay.
The only thing I could think of is his last name is McDermott, and my grandmother's last name was McDermott.
Oh, wow. And then
he's
family.
We're fifth cousins, and he always says, oh, no, we're not.
And you're not, though, but you have the same last names. Interesting. No, I do see the last card I just pulled was victory. And it does mean that victory will be that you will be resolved over the decision that you've made.
Okay.
Okay. And then purpose. And this is interesting. This card purpose means that you will it's heading you in a different direction. So it might be that you're going to be changing positions. Or jobs, or starting a new position, because purpose would indicate that your life purpose is something that's more important to you than anything, you know.
Right.
Right. So yeah, and so it feels like that is the direction you're going to go more into, and that's right with victory. So it feels good to me. It feels like there is a rainbow at the end of at the end of this one for you, that you will finally, you know, in a sense, kind of get your strength together and move into this victorious place of purpose. Interesting. Well, purpose is a big one. Purpose means that, you know, you're doing your spiritual work, you're bringing out your true nature to the world, you know, the one that really makes you happy. So that would mean, you know, if you are a medium or a psychic or a healer or any of those above, that you will get clear that that's more important to affect the whole than this one little, you know, area of your life.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And then it does say life force. Life force is a good one, because if you're without it, you can't function. You know, life force, when that comes up, it's really telling you to get in touch always with who you really are. And not anything else but that, the true self, the one that's like the spirit that never dies, you know, that one. And
okay.
To really keep focused on that, because it will take away a lot of the worry about all this stuff, this deceit and all this stuff will just kind of fall away, because it won't be bigger than you, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But deceit was around him. Really was. I don't know why that came up. And so it's something that I would kind of think just to be open to, you know,
okay.
To see what that might mean. Is he been not honest about how he's feeling? Has he been dating other people? I mean, there's some reason that showed up, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And deceit could be also that he's not telling you how he really feels. You know, sometimes that, you know, you're not getting a clear indicator of what's really going on, you know? So we want that to kind of clear. We want that to move away so that you can really see. Now, business just came up, and creativity in business just came up. So I see that actually you're kind of going to be moving into those areas of purpose, life force, creativity, and business. So there's some real that's all together. So that's a whole nother bubble of what's going to be going on for you. And I like that. That feels like it's moving you out, you know, of this, in a sense, despair that you've been in about the relationship.
Okay.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. Now, business creativity. Let's see what they say. Denial. Are you denying this business?
I don't know.
You don't know what it is. All right, so you really want to stay open then to the fact that this new vibration of once our focus gets off sometimes other things, we can then focus it on other, you know, this particular thing, which is your business, creativity, and all that.
Okay.
And then judgment came up. Interesting. Well, you know, judgment, we all do it. You know, we judge things way before they happen, then that stops us from doing anything new. You know, we go, oh, that's not going to be good. And so it's really trying to remind you to keep your judgment at bay about the new things that are going to be coming your way. So,
okay.
You know, if people call you and say, hey, let's do this, and before judging it out the window, think about, hey, that might be fun. So they're really trying to say, don't judge yourself small, because sometimes we do that with a lot of things. We go, oh, we're too old for this, oh, we can't do that, oh, I'm not good at that. And then we start judging ourselves into a little box, and we become immobile, in a sense, about doing anything, you know. So it's really trying to remind you just to stay open, to stay flexible, to stay available. To, you know, travel. Interesting. Competition, yeah. It feels like, are you an intuitive? Is that what you do? Are you?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I don't do it, but I would say yes.
Yes, okay. So it's really saying that, you know, that is who you are. And that is probably the business that, then it says denial, right? So you've denied the fact that that's who you are, but that is who you are. So you definitely should be, in a sense, exploring that life purpose, which is that business that they're talking about.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so let's not do that. Let's not judge ourselves small, okay? Because that doesn't work for anybody. So
okay.
If you are the intuitive, and I get that you are, because I don't pull cards that say that much, that they really want you to know that that's what you should be doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, and that could mean start, you know, reading cards, start doing your – I feel like when you pick up things, like if I gave you something of somebody who's on the other side, can you tell me about them?
You know what? Probably.
Yeah. All right. So what you are is you're an empath, which is who
totally.
You are. Okay. So that's how you do your work. You then find out, you know, somebody's looking for somebody. You could start volunteering in some of the sites that are looking for missing people or trying to, you know, get to the root of something, you know, crime or something. You could actually volunteer. And do.
With, like, ghosts. Like, I would be good with haunted houses, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, there are so many sites now that do paranormal investigations. It feels like that could be something that could be a business for you as well. I mean, why not? You know, those people opened their business. That you could definitely do that, too. In your area, you could start to, you know, look into investigating hauntings. Yeah. You'd be really good at it. So I think that ultimately... that is really what the universe wants you to know, is that you aren't doing it.
Okay. Sure.
So don't judge yourself away from it, okay? Because I know, as a psychic goes, you know, a lot of fear comes up and judgment comes up and other people judging you and all that stops you from actually doing the work you're supposed to be doing. So let's put all that aside and really, you know, look at the 11 as an opportunity for this to happen for you, fully and completely, okay? So, there is a business in there for you to do this work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe research it, go online, see what they're doing, how they, you know, if they have a web page with what it looks like, and start getting excited about this, because this is something for sure you could do. And as for the relationship, Dan feels like, you know, he's not a bad guy. I'm getting he's not a bad guy. I get lazy. Lazy. The first word is like lazy around this guy. I don't know why, but it doesn't feel like he's very motivated, you know, about
he
like
he's with work.
He yeah.
With work.
With work, right, but not you. And so he puts his energy towards what, you know, is easy for him and not towards relationships. So that's kind of what the imagination card came up for. Maybe, you know, because you are such an empathy, you know, you have such empathy for people at such a deep level that you have actually let him be less than because you can make up the difference. You know what I mean?
Yes.
By that, energetically, you know. So
yes.
just look, you know, really look at it and say, is this supporting me? Do you know? Does this ask more than it gives to me? Does, you know, do we have similar spiritual, you know, beliefs? Can we really, you know, where are you on the levels that really matter? You know? And
right.
That's really what I'm getting, that they're wanting you to answer those questions that will lead you out and in to really embracing who you are, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you are gifted, extremely gifted, and you haven't really been doing it. So
right.
You could definitely do this as a live and make some money and in a sense really, you know, and also it will bring you around the people that are meant for you to be around, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely see a gentleman. He's got a beard, a mustache, kind of a heavy set guy, got glasses, and he is an investigator.
Okay.
And I get that you're going to meet him and there's going to be a real nice vibe there. Almost
okay.
Like, yeah, he's going to help, you know, you can work together. It feels like, and I'm getting the number 8, so it feels like an 8-month project or process before you meet this gentleman.
Okay.
All right? So things are looking good, Jill. I don't know if that didn't answer your one question about Dan, but it totally answered the question about you.
Yeah.
And that's so much more, you know, I always think, they don't want you to mess around. They don't want
right.
you to mess around, yeah. Totally.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Andrea. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, honey. I'm calling you because you're just so loving and soft, and I wanted to get information from you with regard to Kevin and me.
All right. Kevin. First vision I got. Is he quite a little bit younger than you?
Yes, very much.
Okay, very much. yeah, I'm getting a young guy. All right, let's see.
Perhaps immature?
Oh, I don't know. That's so... Rest and gift came up. Interesting.
Rest and what?
Rest and gifts. So in the rest of, this particular gift, you know, relationships are gifts, right, that they teach us
right.
to kind of look at ourselves differently or understand what it is we're looking for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of what it's representing, is for you to kind of take a look at what it is that this relationship had given you. And I get that. Okay, imagination just came up again. And partnership, oh, that's wild. All right, so imagination and relationship kind of was what we were talking about with that last person. A lot of the relationship is in our mind. A lot of it is in how we'd like it to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually kind of create it so that they can
mm-hmm.
come right into the role that we
right.
have created and we have manifested for them to take on for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can actually see that we've done that, we can
yeah.
say, oh, okay, I needed some romance and I needed some excitement and I needed somebody to, you know, say nice things and beautiful things to me. And so I created him to be in my
right.
role. And to show up, yeah, and to show up and to bring, in a sense, your vitality, your sexuality, all of it way back to you. So to me, that is ultimately what he represents for me when I look at him. It looks like he's just been a wonderful reminder for you that you are this amazing woman, you are a sexual woman, you are a beautiful woman, and that is what he represents for you to remember. As for him being the one to really be the soulmate, the real relationship that's really going to, you know, go with you for the rest of your life, I don't get that. That was what he was placed to do, you know. But I do think that he's been a really good friend and somebody that can teach you to lighten up in certain ways, see things a little bit different. So he's actually opened you up too, you know. It's been an interesting journey for me. Teacher just came up. Teacher came up. When you become the teacher of in relationship, it's not a very good one.
I kept saying I didn't want to be.
I know, but it just kind of morphed into it, and it's just because of your wisdom that's what happens because of who you are, you know. And maybe that is just what happens in general. You know, mm-hmm. you have to look back and say, do I choose, and this is something you'll know, do I choose men that need me to help them on their journey of self-awareness? Mm. And it feels like that's a yes to me, which is okay. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to know that you have been the teacher for these souls that choose you, you know? What we need to do then is just really say to the universe, I understand my position that I have been putting myself in, and I am going to change that position now in the etherical world so that I no longer have to do that, you know? And that's when it will change for you, really. That's
well, I have been calling forth for juicy romance, and I keep getting...
You keep getting juicy. You get juicy, all right.
I do get
and
juicy.
And I love it.
And young and really cute. You're,
yes, and it's so wonderful for you. But it's really not, you know, there's an empty space there in there for you, you know, in the big picture of meeting that soul connection that's interesting to your spirit, you know. Because to me it's like they are interesting to you because they're so, I mean, I look at them and they're really, they've got a lot of energy about them, and they're handsome, and they're, you know, really adorable. And, of course, that's interesting, but it has to touch your soul now this time around. It feels
oh,
like...
Oh, he touched my soul big time. I was very much involved on a cellular level.
Yeah. Right, right. We're going to get to that question, of though, for the whole picture of you, you know.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
The whole picture, yeah, because it does touch you. Everything that you touch is touching your soul. That's really kind of a bizarre thought, but it's true. I mean, you can't go, especially being the spiritual woman that you are, you can't really have a relationship without that. But the question
Absolutely.
Is, yeah, I mean, right, so the thing is, is it going to be the missing link, in a sense, to this journey that you've been on? And I kind of feels like we are always looking for that counterpart to us, you know, that meets us, the right meets us at the soul level, and also can continue with us on the journey. And so for me, that's what I hope is, and see that's coming. I don't get that it's going to be there right this second for you, but because this is just something that you're having fun with, you know, on a very spiritual, big level. These are people that are just lovely for your spirit right now. You know, this, Kevin is a very, I get yoga around him. I keep getting a very spiritual-centered guy, really sweet, lovely.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's going to, you are feeling the end of it, maybe? Is that what you're feeling? Kind of like we have moved to the point where now there's got to be a letting go process happening.
Right.
Yeah. And that's okay. You can do this. You know, you can send them off with love and respect for what it is that you guys both shared. But I do get that the letting go has to happen for you, for the next thing to happen, you know?
Well, you know, I thought I was really doing very well with it. And then he came the other night psychically, and he was just sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if that was him letting go, if he has let go, and that was him saying, I'm leaving now. Because he tried to come back in. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I want to be your best friend. And I was saying, no. This is all happening very psychically, you know, very, it's almost as if he's right here in my, you know, living room when he comes in. And he was just sobbing. So I wanted to kind of get from you. I asked somebody else, and I don't want anything hard. And that's why I've called you. I just really appreciate your loving perspective on this.
Yeah, and Kevin is a loving being, and I think he is very sensitive to not having you in his world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. I think you actually were picking up on his missing you, you know,
missing
your friendship and your what you had done for him was great, you know? So I think that you're feeling his sadness about not having you in his world anymore. I do feel, it feels like that to me.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know, and you, for him, I get that the absence is definitely noticeable, you know?
Yes.
So I keep getting that it's not over. I just get this one more meeting that feels like it's coming to you. Because you need to have it. Yeah, you do need to have this one more meeting with him to really, you know, be with him in the sorrow of the separation, in a sense, you know?
All right.
You know, I hate to say that, but it feels like it's not quite over yet. Until it's over, it's not over, right? So
yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's over to me. No.
Okay.
And I get that, you know, you're just going to run into him. I really do. Yeah. And it won't
and
be like you're expecting it. I know. But it's like, it's good. It's all good. It's all going to be exactly what you've been asking for. And that's the to really be able to let it go. But you have to have this happen. Yeah. You know, like that one more thing, that concrete. It,
and
positive.
Is that what he is coming
yeah.
then to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is to say goodbye.
Yeah. Well, I think is to sit in the truth of what it is that you both have been feeling. You know, about where this is going. What could this go? And yeah, that's no fun, is it? But it is also about rejoicing and meeting and loving and all that you shared together too.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that friends, I love that people say, well, we can be friends. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to be friends. You know, I know, but you said
but
no.
But he chose, you know, he turned around and chose another woman. He's, according to another psychic, he's not all that serious about her, but he chose her and he replaced me.
Yeah, but he's going to be, it's not a forever thing with this one. And, of course, he's going to see that what a difference in relationship there was in you and her. And that's when I feel like he's going to be coming back. So it will take you to actually be the one to say, I can't be tossed around. You know, I can't be shoved. You know,
exactly.
So, yeah. But I do see him coming back. I do. I get like almost like a benefit or something you're going to go to. And he'll be there. Yeah. And he'll be very, you know, all like, and so you're going to get the vibe something's changed, you know.
I don't understand.
And
he'll be all like what?
Yeah. I
what do
feel
you mean?
Like he's going to be really attentive towards you.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to notice that.
And that means he's finished with her and he's ready to.
Absolutely.
I see.
Yep. Yeah. And now it's not back in your, it just feels like it's all about you deciding what it is and what it is that you want now to be a part of, you know, in your journey. Because once this is over for you, really over at this level, it will be over and you will move on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's like one. I keep getting a missing link. It keeps giving me this like one more thing, one more thing. And it will be clear, you know, that you'll be saying, this man is just needs to be loved, you know, all the time. He's like addicted to it. If you know what I mean by that. He's just really, that's why he goes from one woman to the other. He's not really comfortable being alone, you know.
No, he's not.
Yeah. So, and in that's the problem right there, you know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're actually filling a need in him that, you know, is actually something he'll always be filling, you know. And that's to be loved and, you know, cherished and all. But he gets it from women instead of getting it from himself. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that is a different
kind. And
you
don't see him going beyond that, huh?
Not for a bit. I mean, I get that he's going to have to learn it the hard way kind of thing, you know, where women are going to say, enough already. You know, you can't just keep messing with me. And
is that what he's doing with...
Yeah, I think he goes because it's like the BBD, you know, the bigger, better deal. He keeps, like, doing that. Oh, well, this might be better. This might bring me more of what... And he can't anchor himself in one relationship, so he feels very... He's never quite in it 100% in his own, you know, real self, you know. It's always like, I'm having fun, and then when you're not with him, he's looking, you know. I just don't get that he's ready for really... a committed kind of thing. It doesn't feel like that. Feels just like youth to me, you know? When I look at it, I just feels like a guy who's just sowing his oats. He's just having, you know, he's realizing he's just, you know, he's just emerged into his sexuality and he's just emerged into his, you know, his masculine energy, and he's just emerged. He just showed up, you know. It feels like he's so new to it, you know what I mean? And he's just really having fun with it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's
see.
Okay.
Gosh, he's older than that, you know.
But
so
I know,
just...
but he's not. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. He has not been older than that. You know, that's happening in his world right now, and that's how old he is. You know, age doesn't mean it. It just means he never had this experience before, you know, of being desired. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I got that he was saying, you know, it seemed like he went with this last girl because she was, I'm the older woman, and he, you know, doesn't like the way that appears in his community. And so he wanted to be with a really young girl who was viewed, you know, that he could be viewed, you know, as that very sexy young man who's got a super chick, you know,
yeah,
and not
yeah,
an
yeah.
older woman.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what he's doing. That psychic said he's just not as serious about her as he makes out that he is, because he wants his community to think that he's really...
Right,
in there. Is
yeah.
that what you feel?
I feel that too. I mean, a lot of it is what you don't see. Like, he shows up the way that he wants other people to see him. So that's where I don't feel he's very serious about anything, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I do think that he so loved and appreciated you in his life, but because he's so concerned with ego, and I'm going to say ego because ego takes you there, to those places that care about what anybody else thinks.
Absolutely.
Why he couldn't, you know, really be 100% invested, because that's what, that was what didn't feel right, or he thought wasn't right. And none of it was wrong, but he has some kind of, I'm going to almost say the word Catholic, Protestant kind of upbringing that made him feel that things had to be a certain way, you know? And,
yeah.
and it's not true. None of it's true. But in his mind, somebody's judging him, you know?
Yes, well, he's judging himself. But I also see that it's about his career. I mean, he's so focused on making it big, you know, that it has to look a certain way for him. And I think an older woman would be a detriment to his career, is how he holds it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It doesn't fit into that that groove that he's put himself into. Yeah. And I do think that you're going to see, though, he's not going to show up when you do see him as so authentically involved with this other girl. And you're gonna get that, you know. So it just feels that he's just still playing the field, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I look at him, I feel like I'm looking at a bit. He's got, like, he's checked his checklist, you know, of, like, well, this, this, and then. So he's really just going through it. But none of, he hasn't had anybody that actually was like you ever, all right, that had the depth and the knowledge and the wisdom and all that you were actually showing him that he had in inside himself, you know? So. There was a great teaching. That's what the teacher came up. That's why, you know, in a sense, you were there to remind him about who he really is. You know?
Right. But in that process, the teacher, I mean, the romance, I mean, the teacher kind of overshadowed the romantic.
I know.
Art. Just
sucked
the life out of the romance.
I know, it does. It doesn't work. It doesn't totally, being the therapist in your relationship.
I know.
And yet, you know, we are healing women, you know, and we're insightful and intuitive women. And for some reason, that does become sometimes a typical relationship for a lot of the healing and powerful women that I know.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to step out of who you are and who you are.
Absolutely, that's who we are.
Yeah, I know. And it's
everything
hard to
that comes out of our mouth is wisdom,
I know. And, you
know,
we just and that's where it's going to change for you. When you find a mature spirit that appreciates your wisdom,
mm-hmm.
that, in a sense, I say mature spirit, I don't mean mature person. I just mean mature spirit that is also mature in their spirit. It will work at that higher
mm-hmm.
vibration where you both are appreciating the wisdom and the knowledge and the intuition that you have for each other. But when it's only one-sided like it was, in a sense, then you become the teacher. you know, or you become the kind of the, you know, you pinpoint, you point to them in the direction that they've never been pointed to within themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that just feels like what you were doing. But in a good way, if you can always see that every relationship, no matter what it was, is a teaching relationship, you know. And for me, this was a good one, and it has its kind of vibe still around you. But I do get you're going to get to see it clearer and how and where he's at. And when you see where he's at, you're going to say, well, I don't want that in my life, you know. And really, that's how clear it's going to be. You're going to go, oh, okay, I get it. And then all of a sudden... Yeah,
I'm gonna have to be the one that passes then.
Yeah,
huh?
you're just gonna get a clearer vision of, oh, that's who you are. Okay, that's where you are, and no judgment about it. But if I was gonna say, okay, I'm gonna give you an image of a guy who's trying to make a fortune in the world, and he's got you know all the toys, and he looks really good, and he's got the glasses, and he's got the body, and he's got all of it. And he's got this image that's going in the world, and he's on this mission to reach this goal.
Yeah,
and in the process
that's
of
it.
Yeah, and in the process of it, you come along.
And really mess things up for him.
But you were also like, you know, heaven sent for him too, because he had never met anybody like you. So you were a great teacher in many levels of who he never got a chance to look at before, you know?
Wow.
And so...
Oh, that's very nice. I like hearing that.
And that, to me, is ultimately what you did for him. And then I still see him on the road, though. I do. You know, on the journey of what he thinks he should be doing.
Oh, yeah. And I'm imagining for at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought maybe he'd come back and... You know, I had a sense it wasn't over either, and he would come back. But maybe in 2 years, what I'm hearing you say is it's going to be much sooner.
Oh, but that's good. That's good for you. That it's over sooner for you, because it's really about you getting to that point. Either, you know, through what you see finally him doing, even if it's us, you just see him faking a relationship, even if you're in the same room and you see him with this girl, and you get, wow, he is just so not the guy I knew, you know? And all of a sudden, it's clear that he's just not getting it, you know? He's just not getting the bigger picture of really who and what it was that you guys had. It's going to just be that simple, and you're going to go, well, no, thank you. I don't want to sign up for this, you know? It's not a journey that you in a sense, it feels like, why would you want to go down that journey? This is like, it doesn't give you anything, really, other than being in the waiting position, you know?
Oh,
so
I don't do that.
I really don't.
Oh,
yeah,
very
I don't,
well.
No way.
You see
no
him
way.
Faking it with her?
Yeah. Well, I see it as an image thing. I do, and that to me is faking it. When you're just, you look good, the girl's got the nice, you know, shapely figure, and she looks good. It's just an image thing that they're portraying in the world. But there's no depth, you know?
That's amazing to me, because I know she has a little baby, and I just can't imagine him messing with a little baby he wasn't really true.
It's not. That's one reason, too, why he's going to be coming towards you. Because you had no problem. You were, you know, just for him. There was not sharing. There was just him, and that was it. So he's much more attracted to what you offered him than what he's involved with now, you know, energetically. Think about that, you know. That's why he's coming. Because what he's seeing is, boy, this is a lot more work than it's, you know. And this is and a whole thing, you know. And so it's not going to bring him. And I have to say that I feel very self-centered, this guy. Very self-absorbed, you know. So that does not bring him to be the one in the room that everybody's looking at, you know. And so I get that especially when a woman has a child, the attention level is not going to be 100% on the guy. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. So he's going to feel that absence of energy coming towards him, and that's one of the reasons I see him wanting to come back and to say, you know, let's go in our own little world like we used to, you know, kind of thing. So, absolutely.
So do you see him calling me then?
Well, I do see you running into him first. Yeah, I do. I don't know why. It's like at a, I feel like I'm at a really nice restaurant.
That's
I do.
Weird, because we are not in the same state or anything.
Okay,
we're
but I do
distance.
Feel like
no.
I'm at a really nice place, and it feels like a kind of like a function I'm at. You know,
like a seminar maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. No, this feels more like. More like a dining area, a dining experience. But like, maybe like a function like you would go to, like a benefit or something. It feels like kind of like that. I don't know, maybe for a cause or something that you both would be attracted to helping out. It feels like that to me. But yeah. And as for calling you, I would not doubt that you might get an email. You might first get some LinkedIns about him, you know, and all that. I have a feeling there are streams coming towards you, I'm getting. And it might be that you know he's going to be there and you go. Yeah, it doesn't feel like you didn't know he was going to be there. You knew he was going to be there.
So he's still pulling on me then.
Yeah.
Psychically and energetically.
Yeah, and that is totally why you're feeling it. He is totally.
All right, that helps me to understand.
Yeah, he's pulling
so
because
much, honey.
He had a lot of what he's finding out about this particular choice is that there's a lot of things that are missing that he had with you. So, of course, when that is noticed after a while you're in relationship with someone and you start to notice the things that you liked about your last relationship a lot, you know, that this one's not giving you. So that's where I'm feeling him having feelings and more being drawn towards you. Anyway.
Patty, thank you for straightening
out
for me.
It's not over, but do your work and be ready and be strong and don't get wrapped back up into it. It doesn't feel like
I get it. But it's not something that I had one guy just say, "It's over, get out," you know, and it was like so abrupt that I felt like I was being pummeled by this so called famous psychic.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you just making this so easy for me to understand. And it helps
and
me
you,
not
and
to
you
be
will
crazy.
Go through this. But this is the process of letting go, too, to me.
Yeah.
It's not just like, you know, drop it. You can drop it and you can forget about it. But you can't, because when something has been in your world, in your heart, in your energy systems for all this time, it is really hard to let it go completely just like that, just because you decide to. It takes time. And with each and every step that you take towards realizing what this energy is about, the easier it gets for you to do that, you know? So it's more about looking at the truth about what it is and who he is and the world and how that represents for you, and ask yourself, is that really the energy that you want in your world? Because I get no. You know, I get it's no.
Right.
But again, that has to come deep into your soul that says, "I get it. Thank you. I'm done." You know, and you don't know when that happens. It just happens all of a sudden.
Right.
You'll
and
wake
that
up.
Will be the shift. It will
be
my soul shifting me.
Absolutely. But to do it before that is impossible. And to me, it's
not completing.
You're not completing that sacred contract right up until the dotted line, you know. We're trying to get out of it way before we were supposed to. And I do get there's something else there that's going to be a turning point that says, okay, I get it. Even if it's just you hearing something from someone about him that just all of a sudden goes, okay, that's what I needed, you know. And then you're done. You're so done. Yeah, and so I get done is not, it's not ready yet, you know, it's not done because it's not done, so, you know, and it doesn't feel like it's going to take that long for this to be done. I really don't get it. Feels like even within the next 3 months, things are going to move along and go towards a finale that feels right to you, you know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a,
that is
all right. Well,
I
will keep you
on
my vision board, and I know that you know that will be the turning point for the next part of things to happen for you. But until this really manifests and completely over, it's really hard to move on. It really is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I just feel like crying myself right now because I've just been, you know, beating myself up because I haven't moved on.
Well, yeah. Well, you think it's so easy, but you know, if you can look at all the streams and energies around people, I mean, that's what I see all the time, and there's so many, you know, and so to break all those cords of energy that attract or keep us connected is really does take time. I mean, you know, that's why I can talk to someone on the other side, because the cords are there around that person.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's almost impossible to break them all.
Wow.
I mean, really. So we're
Thank
being,
you.
I'm being, I mean, that's why when someone comes around, I can see it, because that's what I'm seeing. So you're not, it's not like you should be over this. I do my work and I ask for it and it should happen. It's impossible. It's like, yeah, that's really good. But it's especially because you had such a deep, intense, everything kind of relationship, especially if it was sexual and it was all about that fury and that passion. As soon as you add that to the mix, oh my goodness, it's so hard to break it.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to just slowly let them fall away. That's my feeling. I mean, instead of
Thank
break
you,
them
honey.
And be abrupt, we're just slowly being nice and respectful to what it is that you're feeling, you know.
And easy on, yeah.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
Right.
And I appreciate it so much, Patty. This is just exactly what my soul needed to hear.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, love, I'm going to keep taking the calls, but I'll just keep you on my vision board for this to just
Thank
kind
you.
Of work itself through for you. Much love.
Yay. God bless.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? A 212 number?
Oh, it's me. Hi.
Hi,
Hello?
Sweetie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, who are you, honey?
I'm pretty good. I'm still sleeping a lot, but I'm getting so much inspiration, but not really sure what to do in the immediate term for financing. I am writing a book and I have a lot of projects I've started, but I don't see anything being ready to, you know, be on the market for a while.
Oh, okay. So you're just in the waiting.
Yeah.
Well, that's
clients,
a good place, though. I like that vibe for you right now. The sleeping is so important, too. A lot of shifting has come in, you know, with all the things that are happening on the planet. And so a lot of people have been fatigued. I mean, I have heard this. This is an I went to the gym today. Three people I talked to, I'm so tired, you know. And it's really clear that we are being called to get really quiet. And sometimes that is the fatigue that we're feeling, is to try to really kind of work through this one. This has been the planet's in disarray right now. And so I think that it's tiring, energetic. When war is happening or we've had such despairing thing with Japan, it's affecting us. And I know that it has been a mutual thing. So you're not the only one about the fatigue. So let's just see about, competition came up. Life force. Survival. Yeah. Judgment. Yeah, so judgment. You know, that one we just talked about recently, that comes up a lot about what it is that, like, we're doing. So if we're judging it and we think we have higher expectations for how it should be going, like, you know, and more information and all that, that's kind of judging what is it. And then boredom just came up. Survival, judgment, and boredom. Interesting. I like boredom. I like boredom. Boredom is really what moves us, you know, and moves us out of the energy that we're in, because we get bored and then all of a sudden we say yes to things. You know, we say yes, you know, really. We start saying yes to going on to do this or go to a new place or go on a trip. We start saying yes because we're bored. So I like when I see the card boredom. That means, and then truth just came up. So, telling the truth about your boredom is the first step for things to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and saying to yourself first, I'm really bored. I need to change. I need to shake things up. And then creativity came up. So boredom, truth, and creativity. That's an interesting spread right there. Because truth is what you do, right? Truth is what you're writing about. Truth is who you are. and then creativity. So if you are you bored at what you are uncovering, in a sense, in within your creativity? Because it could be why you're at that standpoint, you know, that doesn't have a lot of energy around it.
I think I'm bored at the way I've been living, that I'm sleeping a lot. I'm not trusting myself,
mm-hmm.
trusting the channels. I've just been in this resistance.
All right. So, and then business just came up.
And that's what I need to learn.
Yeah, creativity and business. And then denial. Oh, yeah, I think the vibe is right here. So the business about the next step and the denial in a sense of not uncovering the next step, and then unconditional love just showed up. So that's interesting. So I believe that, too. When we stop getting, when we kind of get out of our own way a little bit, you know, and we start to say, okay, I'm not going to deny the fact that the next step I'm not too sure about how to do. You know, I'm not too sure about this or how to manifest the next level. You know, so I think the sleeping could be that, you know, it's like avoidance. You know, sometimes we do sleep because that's an answer to the next thing about getting the energy that you need to get the next step going. You know, so that's something that you just have to ask yourself. Am I just denying the fact that I don't know how to do this particular piece? And let me see. And then psychic awareness came up. Interesting. Because a psychic awareness came up, I'm getting that you are already in the aware place of a lot of things. Like, so I would say you're probably a medium intuitive. You know, this is who you are. But we can also get so baffled sometimes on what it is the next thing is supposed to be. And so I'm getting that is just where you're at, is that into that psychic awareness place that says, okay, I should know this. Oh, and then grace. I like that one. So grace is coming. You know, that's a good one to know, that when you don't know how to do this, grace will come in and kind of sweep you up and take you, you know? And just think back on all the areas of your life that you had grace come in, you know, when you didn't know how you were going to make it through, or you didn't know how you could deal with someone dying, or you didn't know how to, you know, all the things that made you say it had to be grace. You know, grace just came in and helped me out here. So it does feel like that is kind of around you and is kind of working through you to help you through this moment and this time. And then restriction. Restriction. Yeah, restriction is a good one. Because what restriction means is that you start to get hold of what it is that is taking you where you don't want to go. You know? And that could be making yourself have some restrictions, okay? So if you have a bedtime, may have some restrictions in your life that create form that make it easier for you to decide on things. So sometimes we're out of boundaries on a lot of things that we don't have a bedtime. You know, there's nothing formed. So I have to say that could be what it's asking you to do, is to get some things around you that are sound, that you've made the agreement with. You know, so if it's like, okay, today I go to the gym at 6 o'clock. Get some things that restrict you, that make you stay put and stay grounded. Okay, because that's not a bad card, because it says joy guides. So they will help you if you start to do those things. So
I did get, this is a while ago and I haven't put it into place, but I did get that once I scheduled my time, I would enjoy my time.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, once you schedule your time, and that's what it's saying. Have those things so that you make sure you do those things. Like, you know, if it is right, you know, give yourself a time frame. This is when I write. This is when I go meet my friends and have a cup of tea or coffee. You know, this is when I go. And, you know, you got to have some plan in your life that makes you do it, you know, because if you just kind of leave it up to the universe, you kind of, it feels like that's where I'm at. I'm kind of in this limbo land, you know what I mean? And so I mean, I like that place too sometimes. I definitely know that we need those times. But when we're trying to form something into matter, into, you know, energy, sometimes those things that are concrete, the time frames that we give ourselves are really important. So if you're not doing it, do it, because it's definitely, you already knew you had to. So let's make the agreement with yourself to keep that agreement, okay? And then it said imagination and partnership in love. Again, that's been two cards. You know, that's unusual, because I definitely shuffle the deck. But imagination and partnership in love, that is usually means that relationships that we have a more in our imagination than in our life, you know? And yet we've made them to be a certain way to support a certain imagination that they show up in. You know, like, you know, I have a girlfriend that seriously loved this guy for years and years and years, and he didn't know it. yeah, absolutely. So it was totally an imagination partnership love. So when that shows up, it's really trying to get you to be congruent with what's really going on in the world and right with what you are in. So if the relationship is really not showing up for you, you have that's a part of the truth too, that card was. And then rest. Now rest is, I think that is, again, because we pulled, rest is something that you are in right now, you know? And when you're in it, you know, it does have that boredom sense to it. It does have that kind of not knowing sense, but it is rest. It's spiritual rest. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, for you, I feels like it's recharging you. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm tired when I check into your energy. I feel very tired. I feel kind of like I needed the rest, you know? So that is right where you are right now. Absolutely. In the rest, in the kind of emergence of this new endeavor. So, and then gift. Oh, I like that one. Wow. And then priorities. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I mean, as for it moving too quickly in this place, I'm not getting you're going to move out of it right away. But if you can just settle into where you are and let it kind of speak to you a little bit more, you know, and be okay with all of it. But do make those times for you, okay? Make that agreement that you start organizing things a little bit more. Because that feels like if I'm looking down the road, I just feel like if I could start organizing, then things will start to manifest a little bit more soundly for you, you know? And you know, everything right now is very, like, around you. I just see so much spirit, so much stuff, and it's all in the etherical world. So we want to pull it through and make it happen in this dimension, right? So we have to start working in the dimension that we're in, which is time and space, right? So as soon as we start putting time in this dimensional space, things you can start pulling them out from this etherical world into the dimensional space that you're in. You know? You hear that one? Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, love. Well, I mean, is there any other question? Anything that you just want to go more into? Or?
I think you covered it. I mean, I was looking for financing. I had a backer, and it dissolved for, you know, a white knight, and it hasn't come yet.
All right, yeah.
And I'm wondering if to come up with my own resources, or if it's going
right,
to be...
Right, and that's what I'm seeing. If you can get yourself to go and make the commitments to get out there and to get kind of more in the form that you're in, you know what I mean, and get some action behind it, it's going to start to move for you, okay? So, you know, maybe talk to new people about it, you know, go towards new places that you haven't left. I almost see Hay House coming up for you. Acknowledging new places that need to look at your work. That's what I keep getting. So that would mean that you have to do some legwork and uncovering and questioning and how about this and being really, you know, just maybe doing what you're not so comfortable in doing, because it feels like you don't like to do that. You know, the getting it to get to the next level kind of thing. Maybe an agent would be really good. Somebody that you could, you know, hire to do this work for you. you know. Is that a possibility?
Not really hiring someone at all. That's why I was wondering if there might be a backer.
I know. But let's say you found somebody who does this type of work, who's like an agent kind of person that could take your books and do the legwork for you. It feels like that might feel better to me. Like when I step into that, I feel like, oh, I like that. It feels more comfortable as for who you are. You know, if you're the artist, it's hard to be the salesperson too, you know?
Yeah, and I have had resistance because I know I've been feeling like I need to learn internet marketing and this
But you don't always. You don't have to. All you have to know is where your shortcomings are so that you can hire the right person and ask for that person to show up. So to me, that's what we need to ask for, is this right and perfect person that knows this industry and that can do this for you.
Okay.
All right, that to me feels really good. When I say that to you, if I said to you, okay, you found this agent, how are you feeling when I say that? And she's going to take it. Do you feel lighter?
Yeah, much.
Yeah, okay. Then you got it. That's what you need to do. Because you'll know just because you, all of a sudden you feel like somebody took the biggest burden off your chest, you know, in a sense, or out of your etheric body so that you can be the artist. My girlfriend's an amazing painter. And, unbelievable painter. This woman is amazingly talented. And so she's the artist, but she is not one to know how to put her art in the world, you know. And that was the biggest problem. So we started to really, you know, go into the truth of that. If she wants this to manifest, she has to find somebody who can take this particular and do what they do best, and that's find the right places for her to show it and all that. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. But she was at that turning point, just like you are. It feels like that's why I'm thinking of her, is that she needed to ask for help. Okay.
Can I ask you one quick question just while I'm, you know, getting the materials, the creative work together and until I meet that person and can bring in financing, do you see me doing any coaching? I made up a flyer to do, like, being an eating coach for people with eating disorders and whatnot.
And that, to me, is something that you should put your energy into, is what you know you can do. So where it says, you know, it's restriction, it's getting to what it is that you need to do to get this money to come into you right now. So when I see that, it really is trying to say, get really finite with what it is that you know you could do and do it. Because when we're in the creative space, we are not restricted in any way. We're just letting it go or waking up when we want, you know. So now that's what it feels like. It's trying to pinpoint you down into this dimensional space of doing this work. So I would absolutely do the flyers and get that going, because I know that that would be an avenue you can do. And then doing that will bring in the income. It will also connect you to new people. And to me, the connections and the more that you tell people about what it is that you're looking for, they will know somebody. And they will say, I know this one. And so, you know, this is how the web show started for me. I told 10 people. Actually, I only told 6. And then by the 6th person, the person had called me and said, I heard you want to do a radio show. I was like, oh, wow. So it really was about me acknowledging what I needed and what I wanted to do. And then... And then the universe just started, the energy was in that direction and it came to me. So ask for it. Ask for this person that knows about, you know, PR work and that can kind of help you and guide you in this direction. Because I know they're out there and I know they're waiting for you. It's almost just like, all you do is have to say, okay, I need it. And then tell, you know, today if you run into people at the supermarket, I don't care where you are, just tell them what we decided you need, okay? Say, you know, just, I mean, anybody. And if you tell 10 people, they might say, oh, I know somebody. It just feels like, if I'm, like, around your energy, it feels like I'm almost touching it. Okay? So it feels like it's right there, you know?
I get
this. Yeah, it feels like this wisp is right by you. Like, just do this, you know? And that's it.
Okay.
All right. Look, let me know how it goes. All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sheena.
Hi, Sheena. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I wanted to know what you see with me and Leroy.
Leroy. She Tina, did you know anybody? Because it's funny, before I did the show, I pulled some names, and there was a person on the other side. Let me get her name. See if you know this person. Wanda.
Okay.
Does Wanda?
No.
Is anybody named Wanda? Do you know her? Okay. All right. Because Wanda came in, and she had a lot to say. So I'm trying to find the person that she belongs to. Okay. So let's see the question. So the question, just give it to me, like zero in on the question a little bit more.
Okay. What if it romantically, as far as romantically, what do you see for me and Leroy? We've been knowing each other for, well, we've seen each other for 6 months.
Okay. All right. Leroy. Leroy. All right. Let's see. Purse card. Imagination. Oh no, partnership. Oh, that's ridiculous. I just shuffled the cards again. Imagination. And all right, so that must be like really the theme here for what most people is to really see the way that it is, because we have great capabilities as women goes is to really kind of pick, kind of try to manifest what is not really going on. Okay, so I want you to ask yourself some questions about him. All right, so the first question would be, does Leroy share your spiritual awareness?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure about that? Okay. Does Leroy, in a sense, does he show up when he says he's going to?
For the most part. It was kind of funny you mentioned that because he has, but I haven't, like, the communication is minimal right now.
All right. Okay. And do you feel that he is honest with you, with what's going on?
He could be keeping some things from me.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's pull. Victory and intuition just showed up. Balance, unconditional love, and psychic awareness. That's interesting. So when I see psychic awareness with unconditional love, I know that your guides are trying to tell you something. You know, they're trying, in a sense, your wisdom information that's around you all the time is trying to get your attention. Decision. And the next one was decision. And then discontent. Which, have you been discontented with this relationship? Is it not kind of exactly what it is that you want? I mean...
It's not moving in the direction that I expected it to.
Right. And then grace came in and suffering. Which would mean that you are around... Is there someone who is as ill that you are... helping out? Are you like helping in someone who's been suffering or sick? Have you been like helping them bring them food or anything like that? Have you been supporting anybody?
No, I don't have room to do that except for myself right now.
So that card is more for you. So suffering, have you been ill?
I just recently found out, you know, that I have something going on with my back. So.
Oh, so you've been in pain and suffering. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And empathy just came up. So suffering, empathy, and grace, a very interesting dynamic. So when somebody, have you been, like, feeling back pain all the time?
Yes, for a while now.
For how long?
For a while now, maybe.
For a while, okay. So grace and suffering and empathy. So when we see that, we do have to know that your spirit has been under a challenging situation. To stay positive, in a sense, you know, you have had to kind of tap into the grace of, in a sense, God that surrounds you and that kind of helps you get out of this framework of suffering. So it's like, you know what I mean? You have to keep saying, "Dear Lord, please help me. I'm in pain." It feels like that is the grace that you keep asking for, is to please help you through the suffering of this particular back situation. So empathy is a very important thing. Empathy for yourself, meaning like to have empathy for yourself during this time, because it has been a trying time for you. And you have needed, in a sense, some light in something exciting to happen to take you away from the concentration or the feeling that you have about your back, you know? So when empathy comes, it really means that you have to have empathy for yourself. You have to say to yourself, you know, you have gone through a lot, and it is no wonder that you would love to have a love relationship that's really going to support and help you, right? But the question is this the one? Now, I do see it says detox. Now, detox comes up and invest in your spirit. Now, detox would mean that you know, by looking at what you're doing that could be affecting yourself in some negative way, you know, too much sugar or, you know, not taking care of you. So that's a detox when you can say to yourself, I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to try to take, you know, get to the pool if I can. I'm going to start to increase my body and how it is handling what I'm giving it, okay? So it's important to hear that, because that will really help you through the next phase of getting better. And then it says invest in your spirit. So investing in your spirit means that you hang around with people who are like-minded people. You know, find a church or a community that supports you. Have friends that invest in your spirit. And in doing that, that will strengthen you to be able to get over this. Because it does say getting over. So when you get over something, that's a good card to see. I see that it says to get over, but you have to be an active participant in this process for you to get over this or to heal yourself. So if there's a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or something that will help you heal your body so that you can start moving it again and maybe walking and, you know what I mean, getting rid of the pain. Okay, so if they put you on any kind of pain pills, that could be the detox. They want you to. They're trying to say, slowly weed yourself off of it, so that you can start to heal. Because what happens is we get kind of addicted to some of the things they give us in hopes to help us. They've actually made us very dependent on something. So these are the questions you can ask yourself. These are things that they're trying to say to help you move through this. They will you'll have to take some initiative, okay, towards your, in a sense, the healing of your back and everything, okay? And it does say risk. Risk is, you know, so if they're offering you some type of surgery, the risk came up. So I would say not to. I would say to think of anything else that you could do to get yourself feeling better, then take that, okay, then do that surgery, all right?
Yeah.
I would not do it, okay? I would definitely see if there's a more holistic approach to healing yourself right now, because I know there are. I mean, I used to have a very bad back. I had a slip disc for about 6 months, and I totally went to the acupuncturist, and I went to the chiropractor up here, and I healed myself. I went to a regular doctor who said, oh, you know, you're not going to be able to do skiing or anything, and I'm perfectly fine now. So all I have to say is don't only go to that one doctor looking for the answer, okay, because it feels like...
That's exactly what I've been doing. The doctor that I have is kind of... He's not too much of a caring doctor, and he's just like, okay, you know, he'll sit and talk to me like 10 minutes, and okay, I'll see you next month. But I looked into some pain management, and they're sending me to therapy and possibly a chiropractor also, because I was like, the last thing that I want to do is have my back operated. I'm 26 years old, and I have a 5-year-old child, so I'm not going to get my back operated.
No, you don't want to do it. Yeah, don't do it. You can do this. You can totally do this. But it is about getting off any medication they might have given you that's keeping you. And, you know, pain medication keeps you in the pain cycle, because what happens is now your receptors are actually more sensitive to pain. So where if you keep taking pain pills, you actually keep needing them. So there may be a time where you could do some massage and some, you know, really see if there's a holistic area or practitioner that could do it for you, okay, that could help you. Because
okay.
I totally see you getting through this naturally. And with and detox is a big word when it shows up. It means take it seriously. Don't take the pills that they're giving you. It's going to get you into trouble. So I want you to think about that, okay? Wake up tomorrow and say, okay, I'm going to look in the phone book. I'm going to check out my area. I'm going to, you know, go online and see if there's anybody who's more on osteopaths. You know, osteopaths are covered by insurance. They're more more adjusting you and manipulating you to get better than a surgery.
By manipulation, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that. Please don't. This is why you called. I mean, as for Leroy, we like Leroy. He's a nice guy, but that's not why you called. your angels and guides really want you to hear this. Okay, so I mean, Leroy, I'm thinking, okay, once you're back on your feet and you're feeling better, you're not going to want Leroy. Okay, all right. So I want you to hear that. Okay, Leroy is just for now because you know he's showing up. But once you're back and you feel good and you can get your life back in a sense in your hands, you will be choosing and you will have a much better selection of men in your life. Okay.
Wow.
And that's what it feels like for me. So just don't take anybody because right now you need to help focus on your health and your back and getting rid of this suffering in a sense that you've been having to deal with. But you're just too young to have to be dealing this, you know what I mean? So I like the PT. I know that they'll really help you get moving again. And I like the fact of an acupuncturist or massage or cranial sacral therapist, any of those above will really help you. Okay, and that feels like if once you start moving in that direction, you're going to get immediate results. It's going to go away, the pain, okay, and you're going to feel better. But you're going to have to do a little of the detoxing to get there, all right?
Okay.
So, yeah, just do that. I know it's coming your way. I really do. And as for this relationship, I do see a guy with the initials B. A B sound around you.
First or last name?
Yeah, it feels like a last name, actually.
Oh, well, that would be the father of my child.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So he's around you. And, you know, he's there. I mean, this is a gentleman that's around you because of your child. He does feel like, I feel like he is concerned about you, you know? I feel like he has a concern about your well-being. I don't know if that's a new thing. Yeah, it feels like it's a new thing.
He knows that I have this thing going on with my back and not working, and of course I have the child here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so he's concerned. He will be, I think it feels like he's going to help you, support you during this time of getting yourself together. It feels like he's going to help, you know, give you some time so you can go get to the doctors and, you know, all that. It just feels like he's actually going to show up as a better friend than he's ever been. So it feels like he's going to be a bigger person than you thought he was going to be, you know?
Wow.
I think it feels like I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like I'm very surprised that he showed up, you know, and that he cared and that he's, you know, paying attention and, because he normally was kind of immature. It feels like he was a more self-centered person. But he feels like he's making a turn. I feel like a little bit more maturity and awareness is coming over him, and he will be showing up differently a little bit.
Well, that's a bit of a problem, right? Well, it always has been because he has his grandmother and his mother, and they get so jealous at times because he's there for me and my child. And that doesn't make any sense because we've, you know, been together off and on for 10 years, and we have a 5-year-old child together. And when they see that he, you know, he just does what he feels is right for my daughter, and they don't like that. I don't understand that.
Mm. Yeah, jealousy. Isn't that interesting? That's what you pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they are just protective of him. Not jealous, but protective. And that shows up different. That looks like jealousy, but it's like a mother bear, you know, protecting their pride. You know, they're like, oh, no. And I think that for the him being a young man and for him having a child when he was quite young, I think they are protective of him because they didn't, you know, this was like, in a sense, what they didn't want happen for him, okay? But the fact of the matter is they are going to have to grow up about it and accept the fact that he is a father and he's got to do the right thing by his daughter. And so ultimately that will happen with the parents. But, you know, the parents don't feel like they've been a very good parent to him. I don't get that. No, I don't get they've been very good parents for him at all. Yeah, I'm not getting. They've been a very good role model at all. So, you know, that's where you have to really look at the truth of the situation, that these people, you know, like Maya Angelou said, if you when you know better, you do better.
Right.
And I feel that they just didn't know better on how to treat you and the situation and even their own son and grandson. They just don't know better yet, you know, on how to look at this differently with an open heart and accept this the isness, you know, of what's going on, that he has to show up and he has to be a good dad, and that's what they would want for him to be. So there has a little bit of growth development for this particular mother, too, to grow up,
but
you know.
So you do feel like he loves me and his child.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's more back. He's coming back more in the picture than Leroy, you know. I think that, you know, that's the truth, okay? So if he showed up, I would get that that's something that you should stay open towards. And not anticipating it, but just open to him showing up and being a good father like he should. He does want to be a good father. I do get that he wants to be different. I'm getting that he wants to be different than what was in his life, you know. So he does want that, and he just has to be reminded about it, if you know what I mean.
Yes, constantly.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. I know. But you're dealing with also a young guy, you know, who's just a young guy. He wants to be with his friends. He wants to do that, you know. And he's just kind of in that framework. But I do see him growing up and getting a little more mature down the road, you know. So
yes, and that's a good thing for me.
I do.
But can you offer me some insight as far as what happened to Leo? Like, I just don't understand the, you know, 6-month period and then all of a sudden just fall off the map.
Yeah. Well, I do see another woman, I do, around him that took his attention, you know. Also, I did see the military come up around him. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe he's thinking of joining the military or something. I don't know, but I do see military around him that took his attention away about doing something a little bit different with his life. And it just feel like there was a woman and then a lack of money. It feels like I don't have any money when I look at the situation, and that was part of his feeling like he had to get his act together, you know?
Right. So this other woman is like there, he is new in his life. And
yeah, I just get that it's just I just get it's a brand new interest, but you know, brand new, and I'm not seeing that she's also that interested yet. Isn't that funny? I'm not getting she's that interested, but he seems a little bit interested in her, so it could be why he just checked out for a little while. I don't get that he's completely gone though, okay? I do think he's going to show back up, but I would really be not so open, if you can, on letting him run back in, okay? I don't think that he's being in his integrity with you right now, you know. And I think that's not helping your health situation either, having to wonder about him and what is he doing, what is he saying. You know, that's not good for your healing. So I really want you to really just focus on you getting better, okay? That is your main goal right now, all right? Getting in shape.
I just, you know how people just need closure. I just needed to know, you know. So come to find out it is another woman.
I do see that, but I don't think that the other woman's a big serious thing either. So I don't think I'd worry about it too much. But I do think that he's kind of playing the field a little bit. And I would be aware of that, okay? That's all, you know? And it's really up to you what you want to do. But get yourself together. And I do see that you will start feeling really better. I do see that you're going to start walking and you're going to start doing classes and start dancing again. You're going to start doing really having fun with your body, okay? Because it's been a long time. Yeah, I know. I know that sounds crazy, but I do see you actually starting to do it a little. It's, you know, to get out there a little bit and do something, you know?
And as far as work.
Yeah, yeah. And work will come. Once you get your body back and feeling good, over the next 6 months, if you just focus on your getting stronger every day, doing something, going to the right doctor, getting the right care, you will be back up on your feet within the next 6 months. That's what I feel, okay? And you will be able to get a job and go for the interviews and everything. So it's really telling me, please just take care of yourself right now. Because right now, you're being the mother. You can't be a great mom because you can't get around so easy, you know. And so you really have to, you know, focus on getting the right doctor, okay? And
okay.
Someone that's really on your side that wants to get you better. And I don't see it's a medical doctor as much as a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or and massage and all that. That's the way it's going to happen for you. You're just going to click in with the right group of people. It feels like a group I'm looking at, like a healing group of people, and they will help you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, love. It's going to be fine. It's really, you know, just really know you are young. This is just a, you know, another lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Another lesson. Really, aren't we losing? We're just learning our lessons about different, how we want to be treated, okay? And you have to make up your mind how it is you want to be treated, okay? With respect, with dignity, you know, with concern, all that. You want to be, you know, be told the truth. All that really matters, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially
because
you're teaching, that to your daughter on how what kind of guy she's going to look at and want to get involved
right.
with. So if
well,
you are
seem very caring at first. You know, I can see like he, you know, had a little bit of feelings for me, but
oh, he did, yeah, he did, and he does, and he did. But I think that. I do think that he is looking for just an easier girl, in a sense, you know, just to hang out with him. And I don't know how really adult he was. It doesn't feel like he was that mature as
mm-hmm.
much, you know, as you need, especially because you have a daughter, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And,
so he wants someone with no kids and, you know, nothing like that to be involved.
It might be. It might be why, yeah, he just realized that he couldn't, you know, I think when they're looking at, like, well, I have to afford myself, not her, and a child. And so I feel like money was a big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he just didn't have. So it's not over with your friend, with the father. I do think there'd be a turning point where once you get yourself really together and back on your feet again and doing what you love, there is something that I feels like a spark is still quite there, you know. But really, I want you to really do your work on this one, all right? I want you to put you first on the list. Look for the doctor tomorrow. Go through, you know, your phone book.
I actually have a doctor's appointment tomorrow with the doctor that I don't want to see.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, I would just, you know, a look. Or if you're there and you are at the doctor's office, say, you know, I'd like to see a chiropractor or I'd like to see an acupuncturist. Do you have someone you could recommend? All right? Because maybe he does. You know, they all work with different doctors. So if he says, no, that won't help you, say, well, then he's not the guy for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do that. It's really, it's going to be, if you just step over what's happening in your life and get a hold of your power and stand up to the universe and say, I am on my own side. I'm not going to wait around for these guys that don't care anything about me. I'm going to care about me, all right? And pay attention to, you know, get that phone book out. Start looking for a chiropractor. Call them. Call and say, if you have Medicare, whatever you have that's covered, see if they cover you for that. And just do some homework, okay? Because you have to be right now your own doctor. You have to say to yourself, okay, that's not working what you're doing, and you're doing nothing. I see you for 5 minutes and once a month, and that's, I'm not feeling better. So you need to make some, take some action, because life is passing you by here, you know? You're too young to be sitting around waiting to get better. You can definitely get yourself better. Absolutely. All right. If you
it's
get in with
never been too much of a thing for me. Like, I just, you know, recently found out, and the pain in my back, you know, it's been, you know, there, mm-hmm. but it's never been, you know, the circumstances that I'm going through. Like, I had a car, now I don't, and I have to walk, and I lost about 20 pounds, I'm 20 pounds lighter than I was 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I've been having to walk and catch the public transportation and mm-hmm. no job, and so that's what's really got me kind of in a resting mode, like I'm kind of in a stuck mode. It's not the issue with my back. That's just the recent thing that I've, and please believe that whatever it takes for me to, you know, have my health, because I know I have this child here, and I know, you know, I need to be a strong individual, that I'm going to do what it takes to get me better. So
there you go. Yeah, but doesn't it does feel like that the, you know, the universe, in a sense, that you're has helped you in, and even though you are walking and you lost the 20 pounds, it's a good thing, because the lighter you are on your bones, the better your back mm-hmm. is going to feel, you know, really. So,
right.
You know, it's always, I'm a therapist, so I know that when I would see patients, and it, if once they lost even 10 pounds, they felt always better. Their backs usually got better and better and better. So I get that the universe is actually working for you to get you into a better place in yourself, you know?
Right. Well, the thing is that me losing the weight, it made, you know, my family members feel uncomfortable. Like, you know, you don't look, you know, and I'm like, I have no choice. I had to walk, and it just mm-hmm. fell off.
mm-hmm. Well, that's so good, though. Were they just jealous over it, maybe?
I don't know, but my brother is definitely like, you know, he doesn't like it, and my dad is like, what's going on here, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, my question then to you is, would they like to lose 20 pounds? I mean,
my brother could stand a little cold.
Okay, there you go. And that's really what it is. It's like you become a different, you know, they like to keep you in their pool of energy, in a sense, if indeed they are addicted, in a sense, I'm going to say that, addicted to food, then they want to keep you in that framework, you know, like that's what we do. We have fun doing that. And so now that you're getting out of that groove, and you're walking and doing something, now you're moving away from, in a sense, what they're used to seeing, okay? Which
right.
is not the healthiest self, you know what I mean? This is the healthier self. The one that really is emerging right now is going to feel good and feel like dancing, because that's what I mean. You will
okay.
not, you could not have felt like it before. Now you will. And so
I started to feel bad or whatever. I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, drop any more pounds so that people won't just make these comments or whatever, because they're used to seeing me, you know, healthier or whatever. But
yeah. Well, in your framework, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'4".
All right. And how much do you weigh?
I don't want to say that on the air.
Oh, okay. All right. But I'm guessing, though, the thing is, if you have been around more, and I'm going to say just heavier people than you are right now, that could be why they're saying to you, you know, you're too thin and all that, because they don't want you to be in a different, in a sense, place than they are, okay? And that's not always, and they're not looking out for your best interest, especially with your back, okay? Because the lighter you are, the better and happier your back is going to feel, and your legs are going to feel, everything's going to feel. So really,
you do see me getting, like, you do see me getting smaller and actually just comfortable
yeah,
with
yeah,
my knees.
I do. I absolutely see you. I see you going, this is what I see. I see you looking in the mirror, and you are like, you know, probably by this time you've lost 50 pounds. And you are putting a dress on, this is what I see, that you have always wanted to wear. And it's like a very form-fitting dress, and you really look good. And you are going out for the first time in a, like, a long time. And it's like a very exciting moment in your life to actually have this going on in your world. It feels like you're going out with the girls and a bunch of people, and you're going to go to, it feels like there's music around you. It feels really good. It feels young. It feels like you're 26 and you're having a good time. And to me, that is the gift that has been given you, in a sense, by taking all the things away that made, in a sense, you more sedentary, you know? So this is definitely gifts for you. And in that, I do see a relationship coming to you. It doesn't feel like within the next year all this is going to happen. But I do finally get that you're going to get over the pain in the back, and you're going to feel good, and you're not going to want to stop feeling good. You're going to want to keep moving, you know? And in that, you're going to even feel better, you know? So it feels like the healthiest thing. It's like almost like it feels like your angel has been around you and just listening to you, saying you're not happy. You know you're not happy feeling this way. And they're helping you get to where you need to get to, okay? So even though you don't have a job and you don't have the car and you don't have this, you are getting healthier. You are. Yeah.
But I need money to survive.
I know. But it will happen. And once you get yourself healthier, then the job will come. I do see a job coming around you within the next 6 months. That's about as long as it's going to take for you to get better. I know.
That's a long time.
I know. But
right
you are going to be healing, so it may take longer for you to do that, okay? To be able to stand on your feet and for a long time and stuff like that. But I don't think it's going to just take you to just get to another level. And this is what it feels like, to get to this other level of accepting and being really grateful that you are this young 26-year-old girl that has a great future ahead, you know? And to stand up, in a sense, to that truth and say, you know, what do I want to do with my life? You know, where do I want to be? And to me, that's what's happening for you right now. So during this time where you're sitting around, think of what you want to do. You want to go back to school? What would you really love to do? I keep getting that you are very good with clothing and hair, and you're very creative.
Yes.
And yeah,
that is what I thought about going to school.
I do.
This
I see
year
you doing
for.
That. And I see you going and really enjoying it, you know, going back to school to maybe be a beautician or something like that. I see you doing phenomenal at that. I do.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's what my mother used to do. She's passed away in 2006. But my only thing is that right now I'm depending on the father of my child to help me pay my bills. So it's like, where am I going to live while I'm, you know, if I'm not bringing in any money, where are me and my daughter going to live?
Well, the thing is, too, if you headed to school, right, they're usually only about a year program to become a hairdresser. During that time, you could be doing hair and making some money. You know,
right?
You could be doing it right from your where you live. You know, if people come and, you know, if you get really good at one thing like extensions or doing something that, you know, that people do all the time, then they'll come to you and you could be less than somebody else because you're just learning, you know? So I see this coming your way. I don't see you just sitting around, but I get it that it's all in the whole, you're in the framework of getting this to happen for you, of starting to think bigger. Then don't let the worry about what am I going to do with my daughter and all stop you from going back to school and doing this, because I see it's only a year of your life. You can figure it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In a year, you could figure out, you could get, you know, somebody to help you here and there, and they have programs that are at night so that you maybe the father could help you. I mean, you could make it work. I really get that this is what, you know, this is about for you, all right, is to look at this, yeah, because you're going to be wonderful at this. Really?
That would help me to, because I'm trying to focus on what it is I really like, enjoy doing or whatever.
Yeah, I
and that
see.
Would give me a chance to express my creativity.
Oh, I see.
In
it.
Doing
I
parent
see.
Stuff, but yeah. I also
do it, do it, do it. Do not think. Do not think about it so much, okay? Do not let the judgment and the worry and the can I. I want you today to call up the beautician school that's closest to you. Find out about the classes that are coming in. Find out about if they have grants that are available for single mothers. Sometimes they do. And just start doing some research. You've got the time. You know, you've got the time to do this. And this is probably what the universe has been gearing you up to getting ready to do. You know, because
okay.
I wouldn't have seen it. I wouldn't have seen it so clearly if it wasn't in your already framework of what you're going to be doing. Because what I see around people is usually things and names and people. And then I saw you doing that. So that is absolutely happening in your future. So don't stop thinking about it. Okay, love. And let me know how it goes, because I really see that this is a time for you to take the time. If you're sitting around, you could be getting on the computer and looking at all these things that you could be doing. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And just forget about Mr. Leroy.
You're not going to be, you're going to be so busy with getting yourself feeling good, going to school. He is not going to be a concern of yours. Okay? Really, I really, you know, just like feeling very excited for you right now that, you know, this is like, yeah. And so, you know, if you start to work and start to do the things that you know how to do already with hair and start to do it within, like, let's say you start to the class already, you go, you start classes, you right away could start working on your friends and people's moms and people you know, because they're going to want to, you know, get a break and, you know, do coloring and, you know, whatever, just to get your hands in on it again, you know. And it feels like you're going to just start building a really good business right off the bat. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, sweetie. Blessings, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? You let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, honey. Well, everyone, that is time. I'm sorry if you waited, but we're already into the 2.5-hour mark, and I always do that. But please call. We're going to be having a show next week. If I didn't get to you and you would like to email me the question, just go to my website, Heart and Soul Holistic. Punch up. You can say, it says contact. You can email me your question, and I will do a reading for you, okay? Talk to you soon. Much love, everyone. Have a great day.